It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Investors are cheering a rare bit of good news on the housing front. Home sales in February rose slightly over January, the first increase in 7 months. That helped prompt a rally on Wall Street yesterday, which was also cheered by the sweetening of the J.P. Morgan Chase offer for Bear Stearns. That offer went from a fire sale price of $2 a share to $10. But while the fire sale price for the troubled investment bank was going up, home prices continued their slump. That means housing and credit will loom large as political issues this year. And Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is calling for more aggressive government action to help struggling homeowners. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Senator Clinton had several prescriptions, including a $30 billion emergency housing fund. Cities and states could use that fund to provide counseling to families facing foreclosure, to secure vacant properties, or to fix up houses that had been foreclosed and put them back into use. Senator Clinton said that was only fair.
Well, if the Fed can extend $30 billion to help Bear Stearns address their financial crisis, the federal government should provide at least that much emergency assistance to help families and communities address theirs.
Clinton spoke in Pennsylvania, which actually has a much lower foreclosure rate than many other states. Pennsylvania's in the political spotlight, though, as host of the next big presidential primary 4 weeks from today. Senator Barack Obama is due back in the state on Friday. For her part, Senator Clinton warns the sharp drop in housing prices affects all homeowners, not just those in danger of foreclosure. She says what began as a problem in the subprime market has mushroomed into a national credit crisis, at least on a par with the collapse of Bear Stearns.
When people's greatest source of wealth is losing its worth, as college costs and health care costs and food and gas prices shoot up, that's a financial crisis too.
Clinton endorsed a plan put forward earlier this month by Congressman Barney Frank and Senator Chris Dodd that's designed to encourage the bulk restructuring of home loans in danger of default. The plan calls for the Federal Housing Administration to play a key role in that process by guaranteeing new loans with terms that borrowers can afford.
This would be good for families who can keep their homes. It would be good for mortgage lenders because it's more profitable than foreclosures. It would be good for our economy, helping to unfreeze our credit markets.
But Clinton says the Frank Dodd approach may not go far enough, and the government itself may have to step in and buy the at-risk mortgages. To study that issue, she called for the creation of an emergency working group on foreclosures to be led by financial heavy hitters like Robert Rubin, Paul Volcker, and Alan Greenspan. Rubin served as Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton. He told Morning Edition last week the financial troubles go far beyond Wall Street.
This is very much a Main Street issue, not a Wall Street issue. The trouble is, if there are problems in the credit markets, if credit extenders aren't willing to extend credit, and mortgage availability dries up, that affects vast numbers of Americans, and that's what all this is about.
Paul Volcker, who's supporting Obama, helped tame inflation as chairman of the Federal Reserve in the 1980s. He told Public Television's Charlie Rose last week the government-sponsored entities Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would ordinarily respond to mortgage problems, but they've been hampered this time because their own financial resources are stretched thin.
Because they've been so leveraged themselves that at present it's hard for them to come in and deal with a crisis in their own backyard.
The third member of Clinton's proposed working group, Republican Alan Greenspan, led the Federal Reserve from 1987 until 2006. He was widely praised during that time for his handling of the Fed, although more recently he's been criticized for failing to restrain the enormous bubble in housing. Greenspan told Morning Edition in December he deserves neither credit nor blame for the ups and downs of the economy, and that crises of confidence are hard to predict.
You go from a state of euphoria to primordial fear. And that's a different form of market. And it happens unexpectedly because if you could forecast it, it wouldn't happen because markets would adjust.
Clinton says creation of an emergency working group would help to rebuild confidence by showing that someone in Washington takes the problem seriously. Scott Horsley, NPR News.